Saturday morning huddle, Mix 101.7. Ryan Thompson joined now by OABCIG coach Larry Allen as the Falcons come up just short at Logan Magnolia in overtime last night, 21-20. Coach, I'm sure it was close the whole way through. How did the game unfold?
It sure was. It was scoreless in the first quarter. Logan Magnolia hit pay dirt first with that 7:25 of the second on a 2-yard run. Their PAT was no good. We countered that at 3:40 of the second on a 9-yard run by Chase Devitt. PAT also was no good, so we're deadlocked at 6. Right before half, Caden Ladwig scored on a 1-yard run, and Chase Devitt's 2-point run made it 14-6 at half. Third quarter, Logan Magnolia scored at 2:50 on an 18-yard run. The 2-point conversion was good, so we're knotted at 14. Going into the fourth quarter, no one was able to find the end zone in the fourth quarter. They missed probably, 25, 30-yard field goal as time expired, sending it into overtime. We won the toss, went on defense. Logan scored on an 18-yard run and kicked the PAT in their possession. We got the ball back. Caden Ladwig, after a false start penalty, Caden Ladwig scored on an 11-yard run, 2-point play. We got called for motion, so backed us up a little bit and had another nice opportunity. Just couldn't pull the ball in the end zone that would have given us the win. You know, it was just one of those great, great high school football games that we talked about afterwards, that the kids, and they may never play one in another one as exciting as that one last night.
Oh, so close for the Falcons. I know you turned it over at least a couple of times, but I see you only punted twice, so obviously had some nice, long, sustained drives going all night.
We did. We had 18 first downs, and Logan Magnolia had 16 first downs. So if you liked the ground game, last night was your game. I think we ran for 281 yards, and they ran 210 yards. So, it's just one of those deals that everybody was able to just sneak by and get a first down and move the chains, and unfortunately we just came up just a little bit short.
And Chase Devitt carried the load for you on the ground.
He sure did. Last night he had the ball 34 times. 247 yards, had some really nice runs. He was one or two moves away from breaking a couple of them, just couldn't quite get it done there. He had a touchdown and the 2-point conversion. He was the decoy on the on both of our 2-point conversion plays. They figured they were going to sell out to stop him, and they sure did. And just a super job. He battled a little bit of cramps last night, so he was able to tough that out, and that was huge. You know, guys up front did a tremendous job of opening some holes for him. The first quarter, Chase got a lot of his yards on his own, but after that, the kids really stepped up and did a nice job of getting him some holes.
Caden Ladwig had 2 rushing touchdowns. Ryan Booman had 3 receptions. And defensively, how about Isaac Enderlot? 12.5 tackles to lead the way. Most of those solos, and also a fumble recovery.
Yeah, Isaac played a great game last night on defense, middle linebacker, and up front we try to do things to keep him clean, try to eat up some blockers, and last night he played downhill and got to the ball carrier, at the line of scrimmage or shortly past, and we didn't give up any big plays last night, really. A couple of 10, 15-yard runs, and then one big pass play, but they weren't able to find the end zone on that one. It did lead to a touchdown, but teams like that don't throw the ball a lot, you want to make them go on long drives, and we did. Unfortunately, we weren't able to at the end there. We did force a fumble on one of their late drives that when they had the ball that gave it back to us, and so the defense really stepped up there when they needed to.
Tyler Anderson also recovered a fumble. Anybody or anything else you want to comment on?
It's one of those deals that going down, we talked about this, that that's one of the premier programs in Western Iowa. Year in and year out, they are just pretty darn good. And we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and the kids responded to that very well. You fall behind early, dobbers can get down, and we didn't do that. We really responded. I was really proud of the kids, You look at it and say, okay, it came down to one play, but it really didn't. There's lots of things along the way. plays that we did or didn't make along the way that make a difference in a game, a call that gets made by the coaches, you know, one way or the other, and all those things. It didn't come down to that last play, although that's what everybody looks at.
OABCIG comes up short in overtime at 21-20 at Logan Magnolia. Falcons will visit Missouri Valley next Friday. OABCIG coach Larry Allen, thanks again for giving us some time. Enjoy the weekend. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan.